Luke Deal on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Now, The Guardian called it the funniest play of the year, whilst The Sunday Times raved this is simply breathtakingly and appallingly funny. Well, Alarms and Excursions is a series of comedies written by Michael Frayn and the Roughcast Theatre Company about to tour part of the county with it. To tell us more, I'm joined in the studio by director Simon Evans and actor Mary Thompson. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
So, Simon, just how funny is this particular play?
Well, it has me in stitches. I don't know whether you know, but he wrote another play called Noises Off, which was actually about Amdrams trying to put on a production. We put that on a few years ago, and that was just achingly funny. This is very much in the same vein, frankly, and although it's a series of short plays, each of them picks up pretty much where Noises Off left off, and, well, I think anybody who sees it is going to be rolling around the aisles, quite frankly.
So how many short stories are involved in the production?
I think there are 6 or 7, aren't there?
Yes. 6, yeah.
And it's about everyday life, is it not?
It's very much about everyday life. The sort of flagship one is actually called Alarms, and it's about the kind of buzzers and beeps and alarms and things that go off in our life, except that in this case it all happens in a very short space of time, building up to something of a crescendo, with the characters pulling their hair out by the end.
Why did you decide to take on this particular play then? Because was it mainly due to the other one being so successful?
I think it was partly that. I mean, as a company, we have readings every month of plays that we think might be suitable for putting on. Because I was very familiar with Michael Frayn's work, and he is a most fantastic writer, I thought, well, let's read through that one. Let's see how it goes. And everybody was swept away by it, so the rest is history.
In what way were they swept away?
Well, because it comes off the page so well, it's written so well, it's so plausible. Funnily enough, Alarms itself wasn't the one that everybody chose, but you had to have the imagination to imagine all these noises and things happening. And I think in practice it'll probably be the jewel in the crown, really.
Mary, apart from Alarms, what other stories are gracing the stage?
Well, we're doing lots of different ones. They're sort of the 6 ones that we're doing are about sort of the middle-aged people in the house. And then we've got the Glasnost, which is just from an audio cue that's being spoken to by sort of an MP. So the 6 are usually going to, you know, have been usually done in ways that are quite difficult with one-liners. So if you've ever acted before and you've had to do like a one-liner, it's very difficult to, A, learn your lines, which we found, and to, you know, be ready to present it. But I think it's going to be really good fun.
Why is it difficult to learn the lines? Is it because you're in hysterics as...
No.
as Simon was saying, because it just comes off the page?
It's because you have like a short line and somebody else is speaking. And then you have another short line. So you have to learn in between like 6 or 7 lines, and it's quite difficult. But once you get used to it, it should flow.
It's not just about Alarms. It's also about answer phones and waiting at the airport,
yes,
isn't it?
Right. Yeah, that's right. There's one about lots of different sort of mobile phones and people being in the wrong place, and about a German that's waiting to be picked up who... goes to the wrong place, and a mother that ends up in the pub, and ends up in jail. Very, very funny.
What do you like about this particular production, and how many parts are you actually playing?
Well, I'm actually doing 3 with lines, and I'm also doing a mime, which I think that's going to be the funniest. Quite difficult to do. Actually, Simon's going to be doing the more of the mime with sort of props, but I think that's going to be one of the funniest. Yes.
How easy is it to do miming on stage, Simon?
Well, of course, technically it's very difficult indeed, but hopefully if you have a sort of knack for that kind of physical acting, then hopefully it'll come across. That particular one is actually about people on board an aircraft waiting to take off.
Oh, yeah.
Where the stewardess goes through the usual rigmarole safety procedures, except, of course, it's not the usual safety procedures. It actually all depends on the people not listening to what she's saying, and she's saying something completely different. So my character is watching this with with some surprise, whilst the other two are supposed to be seasoned travellers who've seen it all before. So
I have to say, having worked on an aircraft, I know the procedure very, very well. I bet you had a lot of fun with this one, didn't you?
Well, we have. I would have to say that at the moment that's probably the least well rehearsed, if only because being the director, I don't get a lot of time to do the acting. But I think it'll go down well.
This is your chance to multitask and prove that men can do this.
This is true. This is true. Yes.
You've been involved with theatre for many years now. Is this one of the funniest productions that you've staged?
I think quite possibly it will be, yes. I mean, comedy is really my bag. I prefer comedy to the more serious plays. But I think the Michael Frayn plays and so forth are just so hilariously funny. I mean, we've done black comedy and other things that are equally good, but I don't think there's anything funnier than Michael Frayn in my book.
How many has he written altogether, then?
I haven't read them all, but I should think he's done about half a dozen. He's also done quite a number of translations and things, because he really is multi-talented. So some of the plays are not necessarily comedies, but are strictly translations. But his own work is just fantastic.
Do you find it difficult then trying to find another play after you've done one of his productions that come up to scratch or near on a par with his?
Well, yes. I mean, we've done a couple of productions of Joe Orton plays, which are equally hilarious in a completely different, off-the-wall way. So I suppose there are a few playwrights out there, or have been, who Joe Orton is obviously not with us any longer. But, there's a fair few to do. I think one of the problems in Amdram is trying to steer a path away from the rather obvious things. And that is, that's rough cast's bag, really. It's doing things that are a little bit unusual, not endlessly doing Charlie's Aunt or Shakespeare. We do Shakespeare, but try and control it.
How many of you decide what productions you're going to put on, then?
How many?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I suppose the committee, which is made up of about 8 people, are the ones who eventually decide what to put on. But once the director has been chosen, it's largely up to him to decide what to put on.
Can many of those who are taking part in these particular stories relate to a lot of the scenarios?
Well, I should think in this particular one very much. I mean, how many of us do not have buzzers and alarms and bells irritating us the whole damn time?
Mary, you're sitting there giggling. I mean, which is your favourite, apart from the miming one? I mean, which do you feel more comfortable with?
I think alarms, actually. It's very fast, and the part that I'm playing, I'm on and off stage so much. And I get rather frantic and very panicky. Yes, I think that's going to be the funniest. As if I can cope with running on and off and don't dive exhausted by the end.
How are rehearsals going at the moment?
Not too bad. We've got possibly about another 4 to get through. So should be all right on the night, that's what I believe.
And when is the opening night? And how many villages are you touring it with?
We're starting in Bungay, the Fisher Theatre.
Yep.
And then we're moving on to Hoxham, which is a sort of a village hall. And then we're going to do the Cut at Halesworth. It starts on the 9th and 10th, which is at Bungay. And the weekend after, we finish on the May the 23rd and 24th.
Yep, so you go to Hoxham on the 16th, 17th of May, and the New Cut in Halesworth on the 23rd, 24th of May. Do you always do the same venues, or do you try and get out and about in the north of the county?
We try and get about, as you know, in the summer. We tend to sort of do a lot of outdoor plays, so we sort of travel around and we can do about 6 or 7 venues.
Yeah.
So this is going to be nice for me, because I've always done outside productions, and to actually be in a theatre is going to be wonderful.
Wonderful.
One of the remits of Rough Cast when it was set up a few years ago was actually to be a touring company. So it's sort of written into our objectives that we should put things on at a number of different venues. It's slightly harder when you're having to do stuff indoors at an earlier part of the year, because obviously it's not practical to put it on dozens and dozens of places. But 3 is a practical minimum, I would say.
Would you say you're a sort of a mini version of Eastern Angles, but just covering Suffolk?
Well, Eastern Angles are a very professional group. I would hesitate to put myself anywhere near their league, but it would be nice to be anywhere near it, yes.
Wonderful. Well, look, we wish you all the best of luck with Alarms and Excursions, a series of comedies by Michael Frayn. As we said, it starts on the 9th and 10th of May at the Fisher Theatre in Bungay, and then goes through to Hoxton the weekend after that, and then finishes on the 23rd, 24th of May at the New Cut in Halesworth. Simon and Mary, thank you very much indeed for joining us.